what were the bills that you proposed initially that had to do with broadband?
Yeah, so I've been working on the issue of wiring rural broadband for my entire tenure down here at the Capitol, because it's so important to our communities, for our schools, for our safety, for our business development, and all across SD5. We either have communities that don't have robust and redundant broadband, or perhaps don't have broadband at all. So worked on the issue. This session, the approach I've taken is a little bit more piecemeal, or a la carte, if you will, of trying to divide it into more bite-sized pieces for the General Assembly to consider. Offered two bills at the beginning of the session. One looked at this issue of local governments having to have a local election before they could invest in broadband infrastructure themselves. Many communities, including Aspen, have had these votes and they've passed unanimously, but it is a cost to towns. So we decided to try to repeal that statute and make it so that towns did not have to host an election in order to pursue broadband, through their own means. We were unsuccessful in that, but it started a really good conversation that I expect to continue and see some form of that idea come back either late in this session or early next. The other bill that I worked on was looking at the funding, because these projects have immense price tags on them. And so it looked at moving over some funding that's currently used for telephone service and to reassign that funding to do broadband deployment in the areas of the state that don't have broadband. That died on party lines too, which was disappointing. But again, it brought attention to the idea of, do we really need to still be funding telephone service across the state? Or is it time for the state to refocus on deploying broadband infrastructure instead? And that idea is gaining support.
So when the Republicans vote against reallocating that money, what is their reason for that?
So in the hearing, they did not give clear reasons for their no votes. And so I would have to guess at where they're coming from, which is something I try to avoid to do with my colleagues. I'm not sure why they didn't support it. There certainly wasn't a definitive reason given, and there wasn't any testimony against the bill in its hearing.
But there are some interests who would rather municipalities not get into the broadband game.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, certainly a local decision if they want to be a broadband provider or not. But in areas where we haven't seen either the speeds that the community wants or any broadband at all, I think it needs to be, at least we need to empower those local municipalities or government entities to improve the community how they see fit. If they can't find a partnership with the private industry, if those options have failed, then sometimes you need to take things into your own hands. And I just really want to be able to support the communities in my district that want to do that.
Absolutely. Since I've been here, I think the city of Aspen and Pickens County have both passed through the idea that we want broadband. And I know Carbondale and Glenwood Springs are also really interested in that. How would that work? How would a government be able to provide that in a way that, like, the private sector hasn't been able to?
So if a government wants to provide it, it likely would still be a partnership with another, telecommunications broadband company. There haven't been too many examples throughout the country where a city or county has actually become the provider of the internet, where when you call to ask why you have an issue with your broadband, you're calling like the city of Aspen. That hasn't been a scenario we've seen too many places. But when we can get the government, local government agency to the table to be making the negotiations with the group, that just gives the city a little bit more power. Or perhaps they install, the fiber in the ground and then lease it back to a Comcast or a Google. That's probably the most common scenario that you'd see, is that the town would invest in the infrastructure and the towers and then have that asset up to lease to whatever the best deal that they could make with whatever company they engage with.
Is a company like Comcast concerned about this, though? Are they for the local governments laying these lines, or do they see this as some sort of competition?
You know, I do think they see it as some form of competition, but I think they also acknowledge that if they aren't already somewhere, it's because it doesn't make sense to their bottom line. You know, we've gotten past the point of this being like an extremely new idea. And so you'll hear a lot of the private telecom companies, when they talk about this issue, say, yeah, we've probably largely done the footprint where it makes sense for us to do it. There's enough customers, or there's enough people at the end of the line that we're going to lay this expensive investment and capital to these communities. So they get concerned that, you know, government would have advantages that they do not have, and so there might be some unfair competitive playing field set up there. You know, for example, you know, if a telecom company came in, they would have to go through a full permitting process to do stuff on government land. And so they suggest that there may be concerns there that if the government gets in the business of broadband, you know, they don't have to go through the permitting process. They already have access to the easements. You know, I think that's part of the decision process that lawmakers will have to look at and figure out if that is a valid concern, or, you know, if we're willing to make sure that we get broadband in this state, and that's just going to have to be one of those pros and cons weighting the decision that lawmakers down here have to make when we discuss these types of bills.
But you see overall the trend being toward eventually the whole state house being in support of getting broadband into these rural areas?
I believe that the entire General Assembly is for, and the governor's office as well, that we have 100 lawmakers plus one governor that really want to wire the entire state. Now, that becomes directly in conflict with votes that don't pass these bills that have no opposition. So, you know, we always have to look at a mix of politics and policy. The support seems to be there for the policy, but I've been disappointed when politics have trumped the policy of getting all of Colorado wired. And so what that means for me is it just means that I have to keep bringing this issue to the forefront. You know, at some point there will be a crack in the dam if I keep loading this issue, you know, again and again. And so that's where I am right now, is just to continue to bring this issue forward, and make sure that people don't forget that there are parts of Colorado that still need to be wired or still need to be made more robust in their broadband access.
I don't see how it would be a good political move for those who are voting against it to go back and tell their constituents, we're not going to connect you to the rest of the world. We're not going to let you be part of the same online shopping or online selling or communication with your loved ones. You know, it just seems like a really hard sell to vote against your bills.
It is, I think, a hard sell. What was a political tactic that was pulled in the building this year is they sent these bills on rural broadband to be heard by urban lawmakers. And so, you know, again, we see a political tactic trumping the overall advancement of the state.
I mean, there must be some kind of interest behind shooting this down.
Yeah, so I mean, when we see political activities that maybe don't seem to follow, you know, what we would think is, you know, a common sense vote, or, you know, well, that seems like an obvious thing to support, you know, like you just said, why wouldn't we want people being able to talk to their loved ones or have, you know, access to the World Wide Web of commerce? You're going to see that they're coming after a seat that is, you know, a seat that they might want in a couple years. So again, when you see seats that, when you see these votes that don't make sense, it's because they're totally making 100% political decisions.
Okay, so maybe it would look like you didn't get anything done, you couldn't pass a bill, we can throw her out of District 5 or something like that.
Right. Yeah, that's the message they're probably trying to build.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.